Wendy, get your umbrella out because it is, in fact, raising men.
Raining men, not
raising men. What did I say? Raising men? What does that mean?
All right, can I just say that the BuzzFeed community was asked the name of their hot local news people, and two Chicago entries.
Well-deserved, by the way.
Who do we mention first?
Well, Larry Potash did fine.
Number 45 out of 50
on the list. Yeah, there's nothing to be embarrassed about there. But way, way, way above Larry.
Not that much higher. 39.
I say that because he's on the line.
Oh.
That's because I could vote over and over. There was right. There wasn't like a
there's
one
no limit on the vote at all. Pat Tomasulo is with us. One of the sexiest of all news people.
Hottest.
Well, yes. Thank you for clearing that up. I want to make that discrepancy. A lot of people have incorrectly stated it was the sexiest. I'm not saying that I don't also
right.
consider that title, but this particular honor was hottest. So thank you. It's like the CMAs and the AMCAs. You know, you don't want
to. Okay, but wait a minute. Pat, then why are you signing your emails? Kevin, how did Pat sign his email today?
It says here, Sexy Pat.
Sexy Pat.
Pat. Well, I'm campaigning for the next award show. Yeah, I mean, you got to start, you know, it's a PR thing, let's be honest. It's a grassroots campaign, and I'm just trying to get my name out there for when it's time to talk sexy anchors to. That's all.
Pat, they've done this in the past, and you had not made the top 50, but you certainly did for this year, 2016. What did you do differently to make yourself hotter this year than in other years?
Well, I mean, I don't think it was necessarily one thing, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's just a combination. It's a lifestyle. It's a state of mind.
Sure.
You know this.
Yep.
And you can't force it. You know that, too.
It just
has to come naturally to you.
You know what's so funny is
I just feel like I came into my own this year. That's all I'll say.
Yes.
When you go to BuzzFeed.com and look up the list of 50 hottest news anchors in the world, Pat Tomasulo, of course, bringing in at number 39. Here's what's funny to me. They say network WGN, location Chicago. What makes him hot? His beard. And then they feature a picture of you without a beard.
Oh.
Right. Well, listen, we're not talking about the New York Times here. To be recognized by an institution like BuzzFeed that does wonderful stuff like 90-second recipe videos for Facebook, to be recognized by that highly esteemed a group, you know, it's the summit is really what it is.
That's exactly what it is. All right, let's say they came to you, Pat, and said you have to pick somebody in Chicago. It can't be a coworker. It can't be anybody that you work with there on the morning news on Channel 9. Who would you select as one of the sexiest? Hottest.
I think any list like that leaves Ryan Shiverini off of it.
Mistake.
Is really no list at all. I would have said Paul Conrad because you talk about raw sex appeal, and that's Paul Conrad. That's the first thing I think of when I hear Paul Conrad. But that Shiverini is a handsome guy.
Yep.
I mean, any list that doesn't include him, I have second thoughts about. So he would probably Shiverini, probably Pete Sack.
Mm-hmm.
I think any list, Dick Johnson.
You just like saying those names. Stop it.
No, that's
they're hot.
Fine men. Yeah.
They're already hot, and then when you throw the names in, they're hotter.
Yeah.
All right, what are you going to do to get above 39 for next year? Is there something you're going to improve upon, your looks, your appearance, anything?
Yeah, well, listen, I can't, you know, you start trying to influence the judges, and that's where you make your cardinal mistake, right? I think I'm just going to be me. That's all.
That's all you can do.
You know, Pat Tomasulo is only one guy, and I'm just trying to feed my family out here. You know,
yeah.
And if that results in hotness, then more hotness, then that's what it does.
Speaking of your family, Pat, how is Mrs. Tomasulo taking this? And when I say Mrs. Tomasulo, of course, I mean your mom or your wife. You can answer either one.
Remarkably, I will be sincere for a minute. If my mother saw it, she would actually think it was a serious thing and would be very happy.
Oh.
So I've not even alerted her because she'll actually think it's a real honor and want to have a serious discussion about it. She doesn't get the, you know, the whole nuance of internet nonsense like that. So she would be very proud. Well, that's what moms do.
Yeah. And your wife? What does she think?
My wife knows, to be honest with you.
Oh.
I have no idea if my wife even has seen the show in the last 5 days.
Have things been weird between you and Larry Potash since there's a six-number difference in the rankings?
No, I think, well, not between Larry and I. I think that the real source of tension is the fact that Paul wasn't even included in honorable mention.
Yep.
I know, that stinks.
Which is an oversight, you know, but you see it, it happens every year. It happens in the in sports, in the All-Star games. Deserving guys are left off the list every year. But, you know, if I can say one thing about Paul is that, you know, you've not lived until you've run your fingers through his chest hair.
Hmm.
I mean, that guy has got a muff on that chest. Man, you could put your head on that chest and fall asleep in no time. That's, you know, but Larry and I are supportive. You know, we've told Paul how we feel about it, and we offered to protest our own.
You did that?
We offered to, and
wow.
We didn't really do it to his face, but we did it. He was in earshot, and we mentioned maybe we would do it. He didn't respond, so we're not going to give it up. But we would have been willing to.
That's so nice.
You know, I think Larry's trying to come up a few spots because I noticed he wasn't wearing a tie this morning and had his shirt completely unbuttoned
you
to his
that?
Chest. Yes.
Yeah.
Is it Larry or Paul?
Larry.
Larry did.
When did Larry do that?
No, just kidding. he's buttoned up to the top.
There you go. I watch about 12 minutes of the show. Those are the 12 minutes that I'm on the show. Hey, did you see Larry was in another magazine, though? Today.
No. What was he in?
That men's book, the one that advertises $70,000 watches. Have you seen that one?
No.
Yeah, it's like a men's book where they're like, hey, cool things in Chicago, $30,000 to rent a helicopter. Anyway, they profiled guys who are known professional people in their career and are athletes on the side.
Yeah.
And Larry, because he plays pickup basketball, got profiled. And let me tell you, he's a handsome man, as evidenced again. But
yeah.
Had two honors for him in 1 week.
What a week. That's tremendous.
He's having a tremendous week.
Good for him. Well deserved.
Yeah.
And Pat, the list is called the 50 hottest news anchors in the world. So what do you think is, how are they perceiving you globally in other parts of the world? What are they looking at that they're liking?
What are the people in the other parts of the world? It hasn't really, a lot of those countries don't get the internet. So a lot of them have not even heard of the, of the news. But I've heard from some of the far reaches. I've heard from Brazil. I've heard from Portugal. I've heard from Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
You know, I don't speak any of those languages that they speak there. I imagine that it's probably complimentary. The emails I'm receiving, the Facebook messages, they're a lot of all caps and exclamation points. So it could go the other way, but I'm choosing to believe that it's complimentary.
It's positive. I know it's positive.
Yeah.
Well, we just wanted to congratulate you on
making number
39, the hottest 50 hottest news anchors in the world, WGN-TV Morning News, Pat Tomasulo. And the magazine you were mentioned, I guess Larry Potash has a two-page spread in, check this out, Modern Luxury Men's Book Chicago.
Oh, nice.
Don't you subscribe to that, though?
Yeah, I get that at the house. I'll look. I haven't looked through the new one yet, but I'm going to look through it today.
I just want to thank the four people who nominated me to BuzzFeed and the editors who were too lazy to go looking for better-looking news anchors on their own. So thank you, one and all.
Keep being hot. All right, Pat, that's our advice to you. Stay hot.
I'm going to try.
All right.
I'm going to try, guys. Thank you. Thanks for everything.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Pat.
The always hot, always simmering Pat Tomasulo from the WGN-TV Morning News.
Although he said, I'm glad you told us, hot, not sexy, but he did sign his email, Sexy Pat.
Sexy Pat. How about that?
Wow.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.